6.
6 Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC. That's who.
Knocking holes in my roof. It's alright, I'm paying him to do it. But you might notice a change in acoustics because I'm making this in my front room because there's a man making holes in my roof in the room where I usually make it in my house in North Manchester. He's putting another couple of skylights in. I'll lean you out of it next week and you can test the acoustics on the other side of my house. How about that? And of course, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Wonderful people, you are wonderful people. Eddie in the Peak District picked that tune. It was the theme from Get Carter, as I'm sure a lot of you know. It was picked by Eddie in the Peak District, I already told you that, and it's by Roy Budd. And I chose it because it's got a train on it. That's the theme of this week's programme. An overwhelming response from you lot when I asked you what your favourite train songs were. They just came flooding in. So I thought, yes, a train special was in order. I think we've done it before many years ago on the Finest Hour to have songs about trains because They have a fascination. They have many fascinations. There are many advantages to writing songs about trains, which we'll explore throughout the programme. Our featured artist this week is Van Morrison, Van the Man Morrison. Three tunes from him between now and midnight. And lots and lots of responses to things I've done in weeks past. The post-Gabriel Genesis theme of last week. That's what I was doing last week. Proving that post-Gabriel Genesis is just as valid as Peter Gabriel's Genesis. Not all of it, if I'm honest. It does get a bit cheesy after Then There Were Three. In fact, some of Then There Were Three was too much for me. But anyway, yes, lots of you agreeing with me, including Stuart Gamble, Ian Hayward, Gary Thomas. In fact, Ian Hayward blames Collins losing his beard for the declining standards of Genesis. And Tony Ainscough agrees with Gary Thomas, yeah. Declan Clark says, wow, this is brilliant. Radio 6 in a class of its own. Phil Roberts saw Genesis in 77 on the Wind and Wuthering tour. A lot of people saying that was the last one worth seeing, but I'm not sure about that. Getting in touch with texts and tweets was Padster, Leighton Boy, Matt Baker, Ange Kinder, who I think it says Sunday nights tucked up listening to Guy Garvey on 6 Music. But that T could well be an F, which gives it a very different meaning. Leighton Boy again there, Scotty Baxter. Times like this, you realise you don't always need TV, he says. He was enjoying the Massive Attack tune. Guy, following your Catholic slip of the Sacred Heart tongue, please dedicate a song for your old mate Max Hennigan and my Mrs. Audrey, who are walking the Camino to Santiago at the Mo, from Ray Bramford. Good luck, you two. John Payne was enjoying Ron Sexsmith, and another one, Miranda Kitney, again, she was enjoying Genesis as well. So thank you for your thank yous. That could go on indefinitely, couldn't it? Instead, let's listen to this cracker from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. I think this might have been the first Nick Cave tune that I really loved. No, it wasn't. The Mercy Seat was the first one I loved. So this must have been the second. Starts at actually Focus on the Guitar. It only deviates from its very, very straightforward path at one point in the song, which I just find hilarious and weirdly tasteful. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and it's that red right hand.
Take a little walk to the edge of town and go across the track where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Wrap you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy. He'll rekindle all the dreams that took you a lifetime to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. You don't owe no money, get you some. You don't have no car, get you one. You don't have no self-respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. A shadow is cast wherever red right hand.
You're not going to appreciate that as much as you could through because radio compression will mess with the dynamics of that song. So if that's the first time you've heard it, or even if it's not the first time you've heard it, if you've never owned that tune, you need to go and buy it now and get it in its all its full glory. Turn it right up, annoy the neighbours. That was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and Red Right Hand. If you missed the names of any of these tunes, they're always listed after the programme. Vashti Bunyan's a lovely lady. By the way, you'll hear that guy knocking holes in my roof throughout the programme. You don't mind, do you? Just stop me if it irritates you. Impossible, isn't it? Vashti Bunyan, I've met a couple of times. She did a real classic sort of cult album in the 60s and then disappeared for a long time and then started making music again. And I was lucky enough to be involved in Massive Attack's recreation of Vangelis' soundtrack to the film Blade Runner. They did a huge live orchestral version of Vangelis' theme music from that film. I was involved with it. Ardem, our old friend Ardem, who does that's lovely song Love and Other Planets, and Vashti Bunyan were all involved in the production. I think she sang Rachel's song. I did One More Kiss, which is like a 20s ragtime number, which would absolutely pass you by on the soundtrack unless you were looking for it. But yes. So anyway, here is Vashti Bunyan with this beautiful little number. You'll recognise it because it was used on a big iPod advert or something like that. But it's the lovely Train song. Keep on hammering them on.
So many months and so long since I've met you. Don't even know what
In keeping with our theme of trains, songs related to trains, that was Vashti Bunyan and Train Song. Yeah, you can still hear Dez up in the roof there, knocking holes in my roof. I'd go and introduce you to him, but it's a bit of a pig of a job, and I think he's just managing to tackle it. He's been at it all day. I don't know if he'll be in the mood for a jovial DJ shoving a microphone in his face. I wouldn't be. Real job. Anyway, on with the train songs. Steve Kirk got in touch through Facebook and recommended this one by Beth Orton. Now, there's a couple of Beth Orton tunes I play on a regular basis, but I really, you know, I'm not struck with most of her work, and then I hear this tune and I'm really impressed. She sings out a bit more on this tune. I wish she'd do that more often. She's got a really sweet... really sweet voice, and she doesn't use it as much as I would like her to. But who am I to pick on Beth Orton? Get on with it, Garvey, the nation screams. This is Paris Train.
Thank you.
Beth Orton's on Paris Train. That was a train special from Steve Kirk, on who got in touch through Facebook. Thank you, Steve. More train tunes in a bit.
All right, Sean.
All right, Russell Brand. Great to see you again.
It's good to see you, mate. You look a lot healthier than I remembered. You look like you've never been fat, and it's given you a twinkle.
Oh, I'm flattered you remember me. And I must say, my radio program's a lot healthier than perhaps it was when you last heard it as well.
What is it that you do? Is it mostly your impression of Burgess Meredith from Rocky 1 and 2?
You bet that it got nothing to call yourself a boxer. Come on, drop and give me 50.
Adrian!
Maybe that could improve.
Let's not forget.
Great. You know, me and John, you know, used to sit there and play the guitars.
Very good.
Oh, Russell. Don't look at me like that. I know what you're thinking. And of course you can.
Okay, all right. Really good.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings from 7.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above. It's Guy Garvey.
On to my featured artist this week, who is, of course, the great Van Morrison. This tune was a song for Guy recommendation back in 2009, according to my records here, from Tiki O'Kelly in Newport, South Wales. And Modern Van has passed me by somewhat, but this is just fantastic. Listen to the string arrangement on this very beautiful song. It's The Mystery by Van Morrison. And cheers, Tiki O'Kelly, for getting in touch all those years ago, 4 years ago, and broadening my knowledge of all things Muse.
Carry on. to the mystery of life. Let go into the mystery. Let go into the mystery. Let yourself go. Just begun. Trust what I say and do what you're told, and surely all your dirt will turn into gold.
Isn't that marvellous? I'd like to dedicate that tune to my auntie Margaret, who died just over a week ago. Not my real auntie by blood, but my mum's best friend and a wonderful lady. And she has indeed gone off into the mystery. She's a fantastic woman. Very, very generous of spirit, put it that way. Lots of love to her family as well. So that was Van Morrison. We'll have some more for him in a little while. But now it's time that we ran into, once again, that mystery musical history girl, the mysterious, the knowledgeable, the all-seeing Beckopedia. Now then.
The 50s were probably the last decade where the average person was unenlightened about the world outside their own community. Television was in its infancy and travelogues were still some way off. Global travel was still the preserve of the elite, and the loose interpretations of foreign culture provided by Hollywood were the nearest most people got to fact. Around this time, there was a rock and roll craze for songs with a jungle theme, perhaps because Americans regarded Africa as the last unexplored continent. Rubbish, of course, but when all they had to go on were films like Law of the Jungle and Tarzan, you can imagine how wild their imaginations ran. For example, there's Bill Haley's hysterically funny Birth of the Boogie. Taking as its starting point the fact that the roots of rock and roll lead far back to the African slaves, he creates Zulu Joe, who beats his tom-toms with a big stick as a bizarre menagerie of animals, including a kangaroo and a bulldog, dance through the jungle to the boogie-woogie beat. It's too naive to be offensive, especially considering Haley's track record of staunch anti-racism. But rather, from its tub-thumping opening, through the daft lyrics and exuberant instrumental solos, to the raucous chorus of voices, it's riotous good fun. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Birth of the Boogie Leg.
Birth of the Boogie. Birth of the Boogie. Birth of the Boogie. Birth of the Boogie. Birth of the Boogie.
The Boogie Woogie Woogie Beat. On the boogie too.
Birth of the boogie. Birth of the boogie. Birth of the boogie. Birth of the boogie. Birth of the boogie.
The boogie beat. Was born.
Bill Haley and Birth of the Boogie, as chosen by the Beckopedia. There you go, all the bees. Bill Haley, Birth of the Boogie by Beckopedia. Wonderful. More from her next week. Very excited about Beckopedia going to the movies. You'll hear more about that later on. So this next tune is by Bruce Coburn. It's called Night Train. And when I think about Night Train, I usually think of the famous old jazz number. Yeah, it features in Back to the Future, actually, at the Fish Under the Sea dance. So yeah, that's called Night Train. This is a very different Night Train. This hints at murder and somebody escaping on a night train, and it's really dramatic. I pointed out one of the lyrics to Sean on his programme midweek when I have my little chat with Shawnee. Ice cube in a dark drink shines like starlight. Starlight shines like glass shards in dark hair. That's pretty, wow, pretty cinematic stuff, eh? What has he done? Anyway, it's a great tune, and it being about a night train, it sounds like a train passing, and I'll admit now to sort of borrowing some of the aesthetic recording values of this tune. When I was producing Iron Clute's first record, they've got a tune called Bigger Wheels, which I sort of nicked the snare sound from this tune. It's a very heavy under-snare thing to make it sound like a puffing train. Anyway, the other night train I think about is actually Night Mail. The W.H. Auden poem. My mum absolutely adores Auden, in particular that poem, and I think it's because of its beautiful pictures of the British countryside and the Scottish countryside. What I'm going to do is I'm going to combine the two. Check my acumen as I attempt to do a sort of received pronunciation BBC voice. I'm going to now rap W.H. Auden over Bruce Coburn. Are you ready? This is the night mail crossing the border, bringing the cheque and the postal order. Letters for the rich, letters for the poor, the shop at the corner, the girl next door. Pulling up Betica's steady climb, the grading's against her, but she's on time. Past cotton grass and moorland boulders, shoveling white steam over her shoulder. Snorting noisily as she passes, silent mouths of wind-bent grasses. Birds turn their heads as she approaches, stare from bushes at her blank-faced coaches. Sheepdogs cannot turn her course, they slumber on with paws across. In the farm she passes, no one wakes, but a jug in her bedroom gently shakes.
Not a nice throw from here, you can hear the night train passing. That's the sound somebody makes when they're getting away. Leaving next week's hanging jury far behind them. The prisoner only of the choices they've made. Night train.
St. Helena, Patmos in the shadow deep. Night train. Night train. Everyone's an island edged with sand. somebody else can stand. To the sea that binds us like the forest tide of a blood oath. We wear it down, dissolve it, recombine effort, though it goes against the grain. And the ultimate forgetfulness of violence sweeps the landscape like the headlight of a train. Night train. Shines like starlight. Starlight shines like glass shards in dark hair. And the mind's eye tumbles out along the steel track, fixing every shadow.
Pretty chuffed with that. Good tune, eh? Bruce Coburn and Night Train with a bit of WH Auden over the front, courtesy of me. Rapping Auden. That's what the album should be called. Should be me in a shell suit with a quill. Rapping Auden. I don't know. Well, I feel pretty good after that. In fact, I'm a king bee, just like Slim Harpo.
Well, I'm a king bee. Buzzing around your high. Well, I'm a king bee. Buzzing around your high. Well, I can make honey, baby. Let me come inside. I'm young and able. Buzz all night long. I'm young and able to
to buzz all night long. Well, when you hear me buzzing, baby, some stinging is going on. Well, buzz a while. Sting it then. Well, I'm a king bee. Want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king bee. Want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world have never seen. All night long. Well, I'm a king bee. Can buzz all night long. Well, I can buzz better, baby, when your man is gone.
Slim Harpo and I'm a King Bee. I'll admit to finding that on the front of a magazine. Uncut Magazine do great compilations, or they did. I've not bought it for a long time. But Slim Harpo and I'm a King Bee, it's, what a tune, it's fantastic.
This is Six Music Live at Maida Vale.
The Magnificent! Sweet!
I think it's important that Six Music are giving young artists and even more established ones a chance to perform live.
Please give it up one more time for the awesome Hot Chip!
From Primal Scream.
It's this communal human experience.
Each performance is pretty much unique.
The amazing Bulls.
To Paul Weller. We brought you live music from the finest Six Music artists.
Absolutely amazing live music here on Six Music.
This October, Six Music Live at Maida Vale returns. Five more artists over 5 days. Next week, listen to Lauren Laverne each morning from 10 as she reveals who'll be performing live and how you can be there. Six Music Live at Maida Vale.
Charlie Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
So this was a song for Guy recommendation from Debbie Goldsmith in 2010. No, 2009, I think. Anyway, it's The Monsters of Folk, The Sandman, The Brakeman and Me, and it's in keeping with our theme of trains.
The brakeman is letting off some steam. This has to be the slowest train that I have ever seen. And the Sandman's waiting to deliver me my dream. Guess I'll lay my head against my elbow in the window. Watch the wheels go. Watch the wheels go. Roll on, oh little train. Brakeman, blow your whistle, throw your weight upon the chain. Make way, for whatever will be between the Sandman, the brakeman and me. And the Sandman's waiting to deliver me my dream. My dream, deliver me my dream today. guess I'll lay my head against my elbow in the window. Let my wheels go, let my wheels go. Whatever will be for the sad man, the brave man in me. Roll on, roll on, oh little train. Break man, blow your whistle, throw your weight upon the chain. Oh, make way. Whatever will be for the sad man, the brave man in me.
Fantastic. Monsters of Folk and the Sandman, the Brake Man and me. My featured artist this week is Van Morrison. And Van the Man Morrison, I tell you what's great, John Peel, I was lucky enough to meet John Peel once, but he was the first person to play us on national radio. He put the first EP version of a song of ours called Powder Blue in his Festive 50 in 1998, I think it was, it might even have been 97, which was quite a long time before we were getting anywhere, but he spotted us back then. And so many musicians you meet got the first play from John Peel. And in a lovely coming of the way the world turns, let's put it that way, John played Powder Blue. And at the end of it, I remember precisely what he said, because I wore the tape out listening to it. And he said, that's coming out on Soft Records, a label in Manchester. That's a band called Elbow, and the song's called Powder Blue. And in a few years, I'll be eligible to wear Powder Blue slacks, which is something I'm looking forward to a great deal. Right. And then he dedicated a song to his son, Tom, who just started university and was feeling a bit homesick. And he said, this is love from Mum and Dad. And he played this next tune by Van Morrison. And that, Tom, of course, is our very own Six Music's Tom Ravenscroft. So I got to tell Tom that story when I first met him, and we cheersed his dad, who was a wonderful man, as is Tom, and a bloody good DJ too. We've got a few of them on this channel. So here, to John and Tom and Sheila, it's Into the Mystic from Van Morrison.
Younger than the sun, yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. And when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have soul, just like way back in the days of old. How magnificently we will fold into the misting. When that foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock a gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
The second one from my featured artist this week, that's Van Morrison from the album Moondance, and that was Into the Mystic. There's so many great Van Morrison tunes that I could have chosen, so I'll just pick the ones that had the best stories attached to them for me. This next tune means an awful lot to me. The first time I heard this, I was living with Pete and Jupp, the rhythm section from Elbow, in a flat in Whitefield here in North Manchester. That didn't work. Me and Jupp living together did not work. That's all I'm prepared to say on that matter. But this album came out while I was living with them, and we were just so into it. We were just so carried away by it. And I was cleaning a private golf club, which fate has steamrolled now, I'm happy to say. Not all the people who played golf there were complete, awful, self-made bastards. But the ones that hung around the clubhouse and gave me and Jupp, who also worked there, stick, they certainly were. Anyway, it was an awful job, but I was allowed to wear a Walkman. And this tune used to get me through a very early shift. This is Spiritualized, and I Think I'm in Love. Listen to the words, it's fantastic.
Thank you. BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
If I could be anything in the world that flew, I would be a bat and come swooping after you. And if the last time you were here things were a bit askew, well, you know what happens after dark. When rattlesnakes lose their skins and their hearts, and all the missionaries lose their bark, oh, all the trees are calling after you, and all the venom snipers after you, are all the mountains bolder after you. If I could be any one of the things in this world that bite, instead of a dentured ocelot on a leash, I'd rather be a kite. And be tied to the end of your string, and flying in the air, babe, at night. Cause you know what they say about honey bears, when you shave off all their baby hair, you have a hairy-minded pink bear bear. And all the bells are rolling out for you, and stones are all erupting out for you, and all the cheap bloodsuckers are flying after you. Yesterday Daisy May and Bibb were grooving on the street, and just like in a movie, her hands became her feet. Her belly button was her mouth, which meant she tasted what she'd speak. Woo! But the funny thing is what happened to her nose. Ooh, it grew until it reached all of her toes. Ooh, now when people say her feet smell, they mean her nose. And curtains laced with diamonds dear for you, and all the Roman noblemen for you, soldiers dear for you, and melting ice cap mountaintops for you. Oh, and knives and flaming silver robes for you, and bats that with a kiss turn prince for you. Swoop, swoop, oh baby, rock, rock.
Nutty, nutty Lou. Lou Reed and Andy's Chest. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. The theme of this week's programme is trains, and my featured artist is Van Morrison. To remind you, if this room sounds a little different than it normally does, it's because it's a different room. I'm in my front room because there's a man putting skylights, more skylights, in the room where I usually record the programme for you. Yes. Do you know what I've just realised? I haven't yet taken receipt of Catherine Williams' new tune. I went to see her last night and she was outstanding. I'll play you some Catherine Williams next week. In fact, I'm going to make her our featured artist next week. Yeah, I went to see her at the Band on the Wall last night, and that place has many, many memories for me. One of the first places that Elbow ever played, not the first, but one of the first, back before it was revamped. But my dad used to go to Band on the Wall when he was a lad to watch people like Tommy Dorsey and Johnny Rodhouse and people like this. So yes, it's one of Manchester's oldest venues. It's a jazz venue. It was revamped a few years ago. My very good friend Sally Cook helps promote the place now, and I'm very proud to say that they've asked me to be a patron, which I'm really proud of that. In fact, we did some recording in there as well, and my friend Rose Durbin has something to do with it too. So anyway, yes, tied up with Band on the Wall, went to see Catherine last night, and she was just amazing. She calls me Kenny and I call her Dolly, because one of these days we're going to do a duet. In any case, I haven't got it with me, so I'll play her next week. For now, though, here's DJ Shadow and Little Dragon. This was my single of the year a couple of years ago because it's just so good. Anyway, think of the process behind this song. We've got a really nice, fat, easy groove. What do we need? We need some really over-the-top Liberace-style ballroom piano and then get Little Dragon in, sort of channeling Prince. Amazing. From The Less You Know The Better, that was DJ Shadow and Little Dragon and Scale It Back. I was very flattered to get an email from Little Dragon's people saying that the band are in the studio working on a new record. Can't wait till that comes out. I think they're amazing. Okay, so this next tune's from Beck and it's connected to my featured artist this week, Van Morrison, because the sample that makes up the majority of the music for this tune is from Van Morrison's old band, Them. It's their version. It's Them's version, if you like. It's Them's version of It's All Over Now, Baby Blue by Bob Dylan. But Beck sampled it and turned it into this song, which is called Jackass. And it also reminds me of that flat I used to share with my rhythm section. Honestly, that didn't work. Courtesy of our featured artist this week, Van Morrison, that was Beck's Jackass, which samples an old track by Them. So that album reminds me of the flat I shared with my rhythm section, Pete Turner and Richard Jupp. That didn't work. The first night we were there, though, we were very excited to be living with one another. We got drunk. Please drink responsibly. We got drunk and added a backspin on a centrally supported dining room table, which promptly snapped. And there was an enormous crash, as you can imagine. And this flat was kind of the upstairs of a house. So there was a family living underneath us. We didn't know at the time. But we found out a few minutes later when we heard a heavy banging on our door, and we went downstairs, and it was a double glazed, frosted double glazed door, and we could see the figure of a man naked to the waist with a baseball bat outside. And he was very annoyed, and I can't repeat what he was saying, but it was along the lines of, come out here, you clots. I'll give you something to remember my sleep requirements by. Something like that. So we were apologising through the door. There was no way we were opening the door. And the following day, I thought, I've got to make this right. So I went round and knocked on, and his wife answered the door, and I said, is your husband in? And she said, no, he's not. I said, listen, what do you guys drink? We feel terrible about last night. And I can't remember what they drink, but I went round with a bottle later on when he was in, and he opened the door, and I was like, listen, mate, Kieran? And he's like, Guy? And Kieran's one of my oldest friends, known him since childhood. In fact, he cleans my windows these days, Kieran. And yeah, he's no more capable of baseball batting someone than I am. But he put up a quite a frightening display through that frosted glass. Anyway, moving on to our final Van Morrison tune. I'm with you till midnight. We're nowhere near the end of the show, but this, I just love it. The images of childhood in Ireland in this song are just beautiful, and I love the really unusual brass arrangements as well. This is Van Morrison, and it stoned me.
Half a mile from the county fair, and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown. Hands are full of fishing rod and the tackle on our backs. We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Hope it don't rain all day. And it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like Jelly Roll. And it stoned me. Yet it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like going home. And it stoned. And the rain let up and the sun came up and we were getting dry. Almost let a pickup truck nearly pass us by. So he jumped right in the driver grin and he dropped us up the road. Yeah, we looked at the swim and we jumped right in, not to mention fishing poles. Oh, the water. Let it run all over me. Yeah, it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like Jelly Roll. Yeah, it stung me. Yeah, it stung me to my soul. Getting dry. That we saw the man from across the road with the sunshine in his eyes. Really lived all alone in his own little home with a great, great gallon jar. There were bottles too, one for me and you. And he said, hey, there you are.
myself from the mountain stream. Yet it stung me to my soul. So be just like Jelly Roll. Yet it stung me. Yet it stung me to my soul. So be just like going home. Yet it stung.
Isn't that great? I love it.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Aphex Twin, Gillian Rush, Hank Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Tim Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boys, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey New, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, Serge Gainsbourg, Walker. I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the 6 Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Cow, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio
6
Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter?
And the anti-matter.
My friend Howie Gelb, otherwise goes under the name Giant Sand. He's been a guest on this very programme many moons ago, and his friend Rainer and he did this song together. It sounds largely improvised lyrically to me. Howe's got a great sense of humour. Rainer was a fantastic guitarist. Unfortunately, he died some years ago. Here are Giant Sand and Rainer, and this little rarity is called The Inner Flame. Giant Sand and Rainer and the Inner Flame. A wonderful thing, that. So, occasionally, Pete Turner astonishes us with something he doesn't know. What I mean by that is, Pete is a learned and intelligent man, but he has huge holes in his basic knowledge, which we refer to as smash hits. It's like when everyone else was listening in class that day, you were reading smash hits. It's not just how to wire a plug and things like that. Well, for instance, this next tune, this is why I bring it up. He says, I found this most amazing song. He says, it's just beautiful. It's got such a great melody and the story of it is so romantic. Honestly, you're going to love it. And then he put this on.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. Oh, I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And want you, and I want you for all time, and the Wichita lineman is still on the
And he was going, what? What? Oh, do you know it? Does everyone know it? I had a similar thing. When this show is broadcast, by the way, I'll be on my way back from Festival Number 6 in Port Merion. And when I was there last year, I was sat with my mate Bob, his Mrs. Rachel, and with my friend Catelyn Moran, the columnist, and her husband, Pete Perfides. And our very own Stuart McConey was there as well. And John Niven, who's a friend of mine that I'll be seeing this weekend as well. We're all sat around a table and Bobby puts on Rattlesnakes by Lloyd Cole and the Commotions. I have absolutely no knowledge of this song whatsoever. Everybody sat around the table knows every single word. It was astonishing. And they're all singing it at me because my gob's hanging open. I was like, do you all know this? And it just made him sing more. It was like not knowing Happy Birthday or something like that. Absolutely astonishing. I thought it was a setup, like a bizarre setup. Anyway, it does happen from time to time. So you're forgiven there for not knowing Glen Campbell's Wichita lineman, Pete, until you're in your late 30s. Back to the train theme. This is Downbound Train by Chuck Berry. This was a Song for Guy recommendation, as was the previous one by, sorry, I should have mentioned that, Jonathan Cyber on Facebook. Got in touch with that Glen Campbell number. It is, of course, nothing to do with trains, Jonathan, but I played it for you anyway. And Phil the Tremolo King, I think he's called. Phil the Tremolo King, yes. I suggested this one by Chuck Berry. Downbound Train. It grooves.
A stranger lying on a barroom floor had drank so much he could drink no more. And so he fell asleep with a troubled brain to dream that he rode on a downbound train. Engine with blood was sweaty and damp, and brilliantly lit with a brimstone lamp. An imp for fuel was shoveling bones, while the furnace rang with a thousand groans. The parlor was filled with lager beer, the devil himself was the engineer. The passengers were most a motley crew, some were foreigners and others he knew. Rich men in broadcloth, beggars in rags, handsome young ladies in wicked old hags. Lightning flashed hotter and hotter, the air became till their clothes were burnt with each quivering flame. Then out of the dim there came a yell. Ha ha, said the devil, we're nearing home. Oh, how the passengers shrieked with pain and begged old Satan to stop that train. The stranger awoke with an anguish cry, cold, wet with sweat and his hair standing high. He fell on his knees on the barroom floor and prayed a prayer like never before. And the prayers and vows were not in vain, for he never rode that downbound train.
Chuck Berry and Downbound Train. My very good friend Melanie Susan Knott, when she's not working with Elbow, goes on the road with other bands. She's out with Eels at the moment. I've met their TM, he's a lovely bloke. And Jessica Hoop has assured me as well that Eels and crew are a really lovely bunch. And yeah, Mel's had a lot of fun with them. Here they are with their train offering. This was a Song for Guy recommendation from Phil Russell through Facebook. And this is Eels with Railroad Man.
I feel like an old railroad man riding out on the Blue Mountain Line, humming along old Dominion blues. Not much to see, not much left to lose, and I know I can walk along the tracks. It may take a little longer, but I'll know how to find my way back. I feel like an old railroad man who's really tried that he can to make his life add up to something good. But this engine no longer burns on wood, and I guess I may never understand the time.
getting on board at the end of an age. The station's empty and the whistle blows. Things are faster now, this train is just too slow. And I know I can walk along the tracks. It may take a little longer, but I'll know how to find my way back.
Stuff getting pretty Sunday. Let's have that Maria McKee tune that we know Quentin Tarantino likes. If Love Is a Red Dress. Oh yeah.
Thank you. the strength.
Stroke lament. Maria McKee, If Love Is a Red Dress. Tim White on Facebook got in touch with this suggestion for our Trains special. And of course, you'll all have been wondering when I was going to play this one, because I don't need much excuse. Here he is. Here's Paul Buchanan with the Blue Nile from A Late Night Train.
But I love
The Blue Nile from A Late Night Train.
Hi, Mark Riley here. Now, you know me. I don't like to blow my own trumpet. I don't even like talking about blowing my own trumpet. To be honest, I don't even like other people talking about me not talking about blowing my own trumpet. But...
Hi, Mark, it's Jonathan from Everything Everything here. You know, you've designed all our stage clothes so far, and our underwear and our pyjamas and all that. We need some new gear for the big show. I was thinking maybe you can just dash us something off, maybe gold boiler suits with cherries on.
So, if you want to hear me not blowing my own trumpet, tune into my show on 6 Music, Monday to Thursday evenings, 7 till 9.
Well, Mark, it's Mel, just regarding the outside of the house that you want painting. Sorry I've not been in touch. I've been mad busy, not been getting home till late, but I'll definitely call on you. Bye.
How did that get in there?
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Primal Scream have soundtracked many different parts of my lives. This being my fourth. Many people believe that to be the case, don't they? Anyway, Primal Scream has soundtracked lots of moments of my life. I don't do drugs, never done drugs, wouldn't advocate the use of drugs, but had I ever done LSD for the first time, it might have been to this tune.
Thank you.
Isn't it wonderful, this music thing? If you have any Song for Guy recommendations of any kind, we've done trains, bring up your own theme. Suggest the theme if you like. Get in touch with recommendations, not requests, of music we should all discover. Try and base your requests on the music I play already and the music I make in my various guises with Elbow, stuff I produce and stuff I've appeared on. Come on, guy.6music at bbc.co.uk or Facebook us or Twitter us or all that crazy stuff, man. Thank you very much to Michelle and Peter and the wonderful Beckopedia. Thank you so much for all your recommendations. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you dudes... Happy New Week, and a special hug from your mum this week. Lots of love, mum.
Six Music.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now.
It's Don Letts. The Sound of Cinema on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Harder They Come from the 1972 Jamaican film of the same name, directed by the late Perry Henson. It was a film that entertained and informed at the same time, but most importantly, it awoke me to the possibilities of combining music and film to enhance the viewing experience. Now, I was just 16 when I saw that film, but I immediately knew that's how I wanted to express myself. I'm Don Letts, and this is my Culture Clash soundtrack special, part of the BBC Sound of the Cinema season. For the next 2 hours, it's all about music from films that have moved and made me. Loosely chronological and by no means definitive, in true Culture Clash style, I'll be crossing time, space and genres with, in the first hour, tracks from Easy Rider, Midnight Cowboy, Psycho, Performance, The Good, the Bad and the Ugly, A Clockwork Orange, Superfly and Taxi Driver, to name a few. Now, soundtracks roughly break down like this. There's musical film soundtracks which kind of concentrate primarily on songs. Then there's film scores that